This realization needs to have a massive impact on how we teach and learn the Arabic language. It's really prevalent in the world of teaching and learning the Arabic language, particularly for understanding the Quran, to look at high-frequency words that occur in the Quran. And this really does have a place. If you're going to focus on certain vocabulary for understanding the Quran, then there are really good ways to do this. In fact, at Arabic Unlocked, we have a few ebooks that I'd really highly recommend, actually. We have one ebook on the 300 most frequently used words in the Quran. I'll link it in the description section below. We also have one on the 300 most frequently used words in the Sunnah as well. So we've been through the Sahih of Bukhari and Muslim, the Sahih of Bukhari and the Sahih of Muslim. I'm not saying there's a Sahih of both Bukhari and Muslim, obviously. So we have those two books, okay, and they absolutely have their place. But at the moment, Arabic Unlocked, we're going through a process of kind of upgrading and redesigning some elements of our Quranic Arabic Unlocked program. And we really wanted to incorporate this system of demonstrating to our students the progress that they're making, because so often when students are learning the Arabic language, and particularly for the Quran, you can really feel like some lessons are quite abstract. Like you don't really, if you complete a lesson on, let's say, you know, a definiteness, right, on Tarih, for example, and you learn L, right, like you might not think about how useful really is that, how much of the Quran can you really access that now versus before. So we've kind of put together this system whereby we'll take a given page of the Quran and it goes from red to amber to green through like a traffic light system. When you have come to understand something kind of as a concept, it would become amber, and then green when you've understood more of the details of it. And when we do this, we learn this, we have this amazing realization that we actually get to see a high frequency grammar, right? Because our courses are kind of grammar focused. We cover a topic of grammar and we do it in a manner that's applied. It's not sort of all theoretical. But nonetheless, sometimes this detail is kind of lost in the weeds in these programs. But throughout a whole module, we take a page of the Quran. And of course, in the beginning of the module, we've just completed module one, the whole thing's red. And then it becomes amber. And then these patches of green appear and then they grow and things like this. And so what's happened is sort of inadvertently, we've realized that there are certain bits of Arabic grammar where loads of green appears, right? That I hadn't really noticed before in my journey. So I want to give you maybe three or four very, very high frequency bits of Arabic grammar. Because usually when we think about frequency, we're often talking about vocab. So the first one, and I think I may have actually mentioned this before, I had an idea of this with this before, because it comes from the vocab, is actually hollow verbs. So not just knowing the hollow verb, but knowing how to use hollow verbs, which gets into the grammar rather than just knowing the vocab itself. Because, I mean, you know, of the most common verbs in the Quran by far, qala and kana are the two by far. They're by a country mile, they're not even close, right, to the number three. Like qala and kana together, qala's used 1,600 and something like that, 618 times, I think. And kana is used like 1,300 and something. So together, we're looking at like 3,000 uses in the Quran. And if you pick up a mushaf like this, for those of you just listening, I've got my mushaf in front of me that I bought when I was in Palestine. If you pick up a mushaf like this, there's about 600 pages of the Quran in one of these. And if you think qala and kana are used 3,000 times, that's an average of 5 uses per page in the Quran, which is just immense, right? For covering one kind of topic of Arabic grammar, to access 5 words per page on average for the entire Quran, it's just an immense, you know, return on your investment if you're going to learn a few things. Okay, however, hollow verbs, I actually don't think that they are that accessible. But when I was teaching the Arabic in 60 Steps program, our graduates from that program, the most common thing they cited after completing the exam was that a hollow verbs is by far the hardest concept. You know, like me going through my Arabic language degree, we always would really get nervous at the idea of doing numbers, right? Numbers were a bit of difficult grammar. Or even, let's say like memnu' min as-sarf even as well. And I didn't really think about hollow verbs at the time, but according to the students in the 60 Steps program, those were all a breeze compared to hollow verbs. You know, and hollow verbs do throw up some funky bits of grammar. Okay, so what about something which is a bit more accessible than that? And now this is a bit of grammar that I really didn't realize how frequent it was. I mean, the amount of our demonstration page of the Quran, which turned green after this lesson, it really blew my mind. It's like an average of like three times a line, not a page, three times a line of a page. And that is the dhamair al-muttasila, the connected pronouns. So things like wa'allamahu, the who on the end, he taught him, or you know, well, whatever, alayha, upon her, these connected pronouns, they are so common. You know, like you, maybe because you don't see them as words, right? Like although they are in a sense, like what they translate to in English is a whole word, but because they're connected, we don't give them their due credit of being words. They wouldn't appear in any list of high frequency words because they're stuck on the end of words. So they're not really looked at and treated like individual words, but they are so, so common. For such a small list of words, I mean, we're talking, you know, how many are we talking? Like, for like 14 of them in like all of Arabic, right? For you to just learn like 14 of them, it's incredible, really. Maybe a bit less because we double up, don't we, with entuma and huma. So maybe even less than that. We're maybe talking like 13 or 12 connected pronouns. It's absolutely amazing. If I remember and if I can, I'll actually put it on the screen for those of you watching the video now, going from not knowing these connected pronouns to knowing them. The amount of green that shows up on a given page of the Quran is just astonishing, really. It's something that we really should learn. So hollow verbs, connected pronouns. Next, it might seem obvious, but prepositions. Generally, huruf jar, generally, they are so high frequency in the Quran. Like, they're so high frequency, but it's not just about knowing them. It's about knowing how they're actually used, like the impact they have on words after them, and particularly the ones that are connected, like bi and li and ka as well, because they often won't show up in lists of the most frequently used words in the Quran because they're connected to other words. So they're often not even picked up as being their own individual words, which brings me on to my last one. So there are words like fa, so, and wa, and that, I mean, this is news to lots of people, even quite advanced Arabic students, that that wa isn't its own word in like a word count sense. Like if you, I mean, I learned this the hard way when I wrote my dissertation in Arabic when I was in Palestine. I couldn't increase the word count by adding loads of wa's and loads of ands in places. I was really trying to get up to 5,000 by doing that, but you can't, because they're not their own separate word. They connect onto the word they come after. So likewise, whenever we use these softwares to find out what most frequently used things in the Quran are, it doesn't pick this up. So quite often these things that kind of clip onto the beginning or the end of words, they're not picked up, but often very common. So things like prepositions, connected pronouns. Prepositions, connected pronouns, these prefixes like wa and fa. And then hollow verbs as well are four things that are incredibly high frequency in the Quran. And also, I just wanted to demonstrate as well this thing that's really exciting that we're doing at Arabic Unlocked as well in our program. You know, after every single lesson, like in a module, we'll take a page of the Quran. And throughout that module, students will start to see after every lesson bits of that page turning more green. And it's a really rewarding process, like me putting this together as well. It kind of affirms what a good program we have. And this is just one of the things that we're adding to our Quranic Arabic Unlocked program, inshallah. So that's everything for this particular installment of the podcast. So I'll see you guys in the next one, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.